This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Downtown Denver hosted the annual Fan Expo this weekend. For one Longmont resident, the event was a chance to test out the market for a business that turns food waste into eco-friendly watercolors. CPR Stephanie Rivera reports.
The annual Comic-Con has room for more than cosplay and video games. Amanda Fan was selling art supplies, inspired by her love for cooking, fermentation, and chemistry. She takes waste from local restaurants and farmers, then extracts natural dyes to create paint. She had a Harry Potter themed kit on display for attendees.
Some of these colors turn from like purple and pinks to blue and green, so they're really excited about that. They love the science aspect. It's like chemistry as art, so yeah, it's like the perfect connection of all these worlds.
Fan said her company, Boulder Colors, also partners with local artists to create designs, and she's even written a book about it. Stephanie Rivera, CPR News.
A person has died after being swept away by floodwaters in Weld County on Friday. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The Weld County Sheriff's Office responded to a car floating near the intersection of County Road 73 and 16 around 9 a.m. Deputies say the occupant of the car drove around the barricades that were there to prevent vehicles from entering the floodwaters. The person was pulled out of the water, but the car was swept away. The unidentified person died on scene. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Officials are urging people to not ignore barricades and warnings and to not drive through standing water. Meanwhile, in Mesa County, the sheriff's office there is asking rafters to avoid an area along the Colorado River following a rock slide last week. A cliffside just west of the 29 road bridge slid into the river. The slide caused multiple trees to fall into the river as a result. No injuries were reported. This is CPR News and KRCC.